And then spring break is next week.
Yeah.
It's going to be a ghost town in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. It will be. But when they come back, because they're already, skin's already, the flesh is already out. With the weather being as good as it's been.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen many of a sports bra run past my apartment. I have a good view up from the top floor of my building. Binoculars. Yep. Yeah. It's a great time. Before you know it, everyone's going to be all leathered out, all tanned up.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to look like you're out in the sun a lot, you know? But when you look like you spend a couple hours out there each day, you know, it's not that attractive. I'm not sure if you're aware of that or not.
It's gross.
It doesn't go very good. No, not at all.
There's a girl that was in my Latin dance class at Washburn.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends in there called her Prada because she went tanning every day. She looked like a leather handbag. Plus, she was all trying to be prissy and everything.
She was trying to be prissy?
Yeah, like dress the cute little shirts and little pants and everything. And
while being all tanned out?
Yeah, she looked bad.
Are they just oblivious to how ugly that is or what?
I don't know.
There's this story that I was reading about people who tan a lot are addicted to tanning, just like people who drink or smoke are to their respective deals. And that might be why everyone's such a moron about it.
Well,
it's nice to have a nice, healthy-looking glow.
Yeah.
That's fine. I like to look like I go outside. That's nice. But this tanning to the point of, you know, looking like a different race than you are. No. I think you're making a mistake.
Yeah.
So that's a good message to send out. You know, it's not good for your skin either.
Yeah, it'll cause wrinkles and.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what that girl's gonna look like when she gets, you know, in her 40s.
Oh, there's this girl that I went to high school with. Her mom would have been smoking, but she just tanned way too much, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like you don't have any ability to bring moisture to the top of your skin anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, can I pet your face? Because it looks very. Yep. Can you catch a baseball with it? And it doesn't hurt? Can I try? Please? Yeah. When you get into your 20s and everything, you know, I can understand. You know, you want to go tan a lot. But if you're still going to the, you know, you're married and you have kids and everything, and you're still going to the tanning salon all the time, what's going on there?
There was a lady at the public pool when I was little, and I'd go in Clay Center. She would be tanning all the time. She's always there, tanning. I think she still goes out there and tans.
How old is she by now?
Oh, she probably has to be in her 50s.
Gross.
Yeah.
She ever tan topless?
No.
Okay. I don't know why, that just seemed like that'd be the appropriate thing to ask there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you agree with me.